Locally produced commodities are way more expensive when you compare with these imports. Even after adding for duties, in some cases, the imports are still cheaper than our own locally produced commodities. So I think for me, that has been the major reason why many local consumers have been preferring to buy imports from other countries. So it's to do with the economic rationale of the high cost of locally produced commodities prevailing in Zimbabwe.
But will this not fuel illegal importation of these goods into the country?
Definitely, it will fuel smuggling of these products into the country. That's what always happens the world over. When a government decides to come up with controls, there will be consumers or people in general will try to look and find ways and means of circumventing these controls through the smuggling.
What would you recommend be done to address this issue?
I think what needs to be done, number one, is that we need to address and to deal ruthlessly with the issues of competitiveness so that our economy becomes competitive, so that we can also even, because the idea of protectionist measures, actually, in the long run, they don't work. They may work in the short term, but in the long run, they don't work. So we need to capacitate our economy. We need to capacitate our local industry so that they're able to compete with external competitors.